We gotta first come to order. I'd like to call the HESS Committee to order, Health and Social Service Committee to order. It's 1:35. We have three members present, Senator Dyson, Senator Passman, and myself, Betty Davis, so we do have a quorum. We have one bill coming before us, and we have Representative Wilson and her staff here. We'll ask them to come up. This is a very simple bill. HB 277 is just for certification for adrenaline. We're going to have her make her statement. We will open it up for public testimony. There's no opposition to this bill, and it is the intent of the chair to move the bill out of the committee as soon as we close public testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yes. My name is Peggy Wilson. I'm from District 2. And House Bill 277, well, first of all, I want to thank you for hearing my bill today. I really appreciate it. House Bill 277 allows individuals who have passed a departmentally approved program to purchase and administer epinephrine in emergency situations. Federally, right now in Alaska, only people that are the person that has an allergy can receive the EpiPen prescription, but not the person, the individuals that are responsible for others. In other words, like camp counselors, wilderness guides, bus drivers, tour guides, they can't go and say, gee, in case somebody has an allergic reaction around me, I can't get something from a doctor. And this will, if they're trained in how to properly administer it, they can get that. And in a nutshell, that's exactly what this bill does.
Are there any questions from the members of the committee? Is there anybody signed up to testify in the audience? You may come forward. I see Don Hudson on here. He's online. Okay, I'll take you first. Should you state your name? I guess we didn't pick your sheet up yet. So you just give your name and.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Jill Lewis, Deputy Director of Public Health with the Department of Health and Social Services. The administration's position on this bill is neutral. Epinephrine is inherently safe, even in patients with cardiovascular disease, especially when administered by auto-injector, otherwise known as the EpiPen. Physicians routinely prescribe epinephrine to patients with a history of severe allergic reactions, and those folks are expected to administer it to themselves, or in cases of children, have it administered by a parent. No special training or certification is required, although most patients or parents are given some initial demonstration of how to use an EpiPen. Epinephrine ampules are currently used by Wilderness Medical Associates for mountain guides, in part because of the lower cost compared to EpiPens. Also, they're more portable for backcountry use. Under this bill, the department would adopt standards for approval of training programs for the use of epinephrine in emergency situations. There will be different training standards for EpiPens versus the ampules. There's already several national training programs, including those provided by the American Red Cross, American Heart Association, and Wilderness Medical Associates. The approved programs would provide training on how to recognize the symptoms, the proper storage of the drug, and emergency follow-up procedures. Individuals who've successfully completed an approved training program could get a prescription from a physician and then go to a pharmacy and purchase the EpiPens or the ampules. The bill has a zero fiscal note. The department can implement this bill with existing resources because the division already has an emergency medical services unit that approves similar programs for EMTs and instructors, and this would add very little to their workload. Thank you. That concludes my testimony. If you have any questions.
Any questions from the committee?
Yes,
Senator Passman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Given what you just said, zero fiscal note, you already have the department in place to complete this process. Why are you neutral?
That's the position of the administration. It's we don't really have, the administration doesn't really have a position on this bill.
Don't understand it. In other words, if it's all in place, zero fiscal note, you seem to say you want the program and you want this to pass, yet you're neutral. So I just don't understand that.
Well, this is not something that we do currently, because what we do currently is for EMTs and professionals, and this would be for people who are non-professionals. So it would be a little bit different.
Senator Dyson, did you have a question or a statement? I thought I saw your hand go up, but you were up to pass the bill out?
I have a tooth lock on my tongue. When we're off the record, I'll express myself. Are you looking for a motion?
No, I have another person that's online. I don't know if he's just for questions or he want to testify. Don Hudson, are you there?
Yes, Senator, this is Don Hudson.
Did you wish to testify on this bill?
Very briefly.
Yes, we'd like to take your testimony at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Representative Wilson. I'm Don Hudson. I'm an ER doc. I've been in Alaska for over 40 years, and I've been an ER doc at Regional and Palmer and Seward and all over the place. And I've been a backwoods guy. I'm a pilot. I'm a snowmobile guy, and I train a lot of EMT people. I also sit on the ACOMAS board and look at some of the things that the Alaska Council on Emergency Medicine advises the governor about. I have been actually giving people prescriptions for this drug for years, and I think it's really nice to put it in statute so that it's legal. Now, as a snowmobiler and a backpacker, I find that it's easier to use the ampules because they weigh less, but both of them work idiotically simple. And the possibility of somebody doing something bad that's going to cause some harm is so infinitesimally small that it just almost doesn't exist. And with a little bit of training, which most of us that are members of the outdoor societies have been training people on, it becomes about like drinking water. But there's nothing any worse than watching somebody who has never been allergic to anything get bee stung and suddenly swell up and can't breathe, or to eat a food that they didn't know that they were allergic to, like peanuts, and suddenly they're having an allergic reaction and their face swells up and their hands swell up and they can't breathe. So having this in somebody's backpack when they've got people around is just not a bad idea. So I'm all for the bill, and I would wholeheartedly sponsor it and help any way I could to teach it. And since I sit on this committee with ACOMAS, I'll be kind of involved in teaching some of these classes as well. That's in a nutshell. If there's any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Any questions from the committee? Here are no questions. We do appreciate your testimony, and thank you. We'll back here. I want to recognize Representative Wilson's intern. I think this is a bill that you've carried, is it not? Was there any information you wanted to provide to us? You may state your name for the record, and so at least you could be on record supporting the bill or saying whatever comment you want to make.
All right. For the record, my name is Michael Dunning. I'm intern for Representative Peggy Wilson. It seems like everybody has summed up the information very nicely and covered very adequately exactly all of my information. So thank you. I just wanted to voice my support for this bill. And it's thank you for hearing us.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I'm now ready for, we'll close public testimony at this point. And what is the wishes of the committee?
Madam Chair, I would move that this committee move the CS for House Bill 277 from this committee to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations attached fiscal.
Thank you. Hearing no objections, so move. We are adjourned at this time.